بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they yukhadi'un Allah, they try and deceive Allah Ta'ala. But it's quite clear, nobody can ever deceive Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows everything and Allah's power is over everything. And so Allah Ta'ala says, they think they deceive Allah, but they are really just deceiving themselves. وَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they are not even aware of it. This is a serious condition that if a person is doing wrong and he's still enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, that is a very serious condition, because in that case he doesn't think of making tawbah, istighfar, and he thinks Allah is very happy with me. And one of the systems of Allah Ta'ala, which we read in various places, is whom Allah Ta'ala is displeased with and wants to give them a severe punishment. Allah lets them carry on in this way. They are disobeying Allah, they are doing all the wrong things, but their life is going right all the time. They are getting more ni'mats all the time. Which in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, when they completely paid no attention to what they were reminded of all the time, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, then we opened all our doors of ni'mats upon them. Their health became better, their finances became better, what problems they were having go away, and now they go more in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, then suddenly we catch them and we take them to task. So that is a serious condition. A person must never be content that what I'm doing is right, and there we must always have the fear. And the righteous people always fear all the time that even this ni'mat of being in deen, it must not just be that it's a temporary thing and that it gets taken away from us. We must have that fear all the time. And then the ulama explain in these ayats also that there are those people who also, like the munafiqs, one type of nifaq and hypocrisy is that they use Islamic terminology, but under that they got everything besides Islam. All other things are in there. So that is also a very serious condition, and that has become quite common also, that Islamic terminology is being used very easily for everything, and under that it is everything anti-Islam. So we have to be very careful of that also. Such type of people in the terminology of the Quran Sharif are called mulhideen. This is one type of nifaq and kufr. And in the hadith they are called zindiq. These are those people that can use the names of Islam, but under that they got all other things, other many types of bank transactions, many types of insurances. All Islamic names are used, but inside it is the total opposite of Islam. So that also we have to be very careful. Allah warns us of that also. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ, unke dilon mein bimari hai. There is an illness, a sickness in their heart. This does not refer to the physical heart. This refers to the spiritual heart, that is the ruh. The place of the ruh is in the heart. The heart, the physical heart, is something else. Doctors operate, they cut up the heart, they do many things, but this is the spiritual, the ruh which is there. So they've got a sickness in there. Like if a person, the eyes are meant to see. If a person can't see, that means he's sick, there's something wrong with his eyes. Ears are meant to hear. If we can't hear, there's something wrong with our ears, we are sick. So this ruh which Allah has given was for the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, to recognize Allah, to realize we are in this world not for the sake of this world and making our worldly life, but for the akhir, for the year after. We are not here for ourselves and to make us happy, but we are here to please Allah. When that is not used for that, then this heart is sick. It is a sick heart now, and it can't understand the purpose of its life also. Then Allah says, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا پھر برہادی اللہ نے ان کی بیماری. Then Allah increased their illness. This is that iman that they don't have. They've got that sickness in the heart. More ayats of the Quran are revealed, more surahs are revealed, they deny more. So the kufr is increasing. Whatever right things are told to them, they oppose it. So the kufr is increasing all the time. This is also a serious condition, and we must be concerned about ourselves also. That this iman, is it in our hearts, and then we find pleasure in our ibadat, etc. In our namazas, our tilawat, etc. Some people, the ulama, right, they are Muslims just because, like, they are forced, like, for example, a marriage of convenience. So the marriage between a Muslim and a non-Muslim person, and the non-Muslim accepts Islam just for convenience sake. In his heart, it's not really just because he wants to get married, so he accepts Islam or she accepts Islam. But after that, they got nothing in their heart for Islam. They don't want to make namaz, they don't want to learn about deen, anything. And today, very sadly, we also have to think, though we are born in Muslim homes, but how much or how many of us, there are so many people that feel that we should rather not be Muslims. And they are just Muslims because of the society, just because of the family. And good people have said that we are just showing that we are Muslims, but actually we don't believe. So this is a very serious thing, and we have to check ourselves and our children, especially our children who are going to convent schools, who are going to missionary schools, Christian schools. In our country, they were found with Bibles, and which they read all the time. They were found with baptized certificates. They were baptized also. So and outwardly, they are still like a Muslim. They are living with us. They go to visit with us. They come to masjid with us. But in their heart, there is no Islam. So that is also a very, very serious thing. So Allah says, for such people, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَنِيمٌ or إِنْكِلِي عَذَابٌ دَرْدْنَاكِ هَيْ. There is a severe, painful punishment for such people. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. اس بار پر کہ جھوٹ کہتے تھے, that they were lying. They are the worse than kafirs also. A non-believer who is an open non-believer, you know where you stand with him. But the munafiq is a munafiq, he is a non-believer, but he's showing himself as a very good friend. And he's showing himself that I'm on your side and I'll do everything for you. But all the time he's stabbing you in the back. So this, and he, the munafiq, has got kufr also, and he's got kidb, lying also. A kafir only has got kufr. Therefore, the munafiqeen, innal munafiqeen fi darkil asfali minan nar. They will be in the very lowest parts of Jahannam. So we have to be very careful of ourselves, our families, our children, that Allah save us from all types of kufr and nifaq, and gives us pure Islam and Iman. And for that, an effort is required. Du'as are also very sincerely required, and that effort also, that we have the correct Iman, and that Allah takes us with that correct Iman.